Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aster Industries Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Everyone, and a warm welcome to Aster Industries Q1 FY23 investor conference call. We have with us today Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rastogi, Executive Director, Affairs, and Mr. Girish Nayar, Business Head. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the floor open for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect was sent to you in the invite earlier. We trust you had a chance to go through the documents on financial performance. I would now like to invite Mr. Pradeep Rastogi to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Pradeep.
Thanks, Gavin. Thank you everyone for joining us today. Mr. Singhania will not be able to attend the call today as he has some family emergency. I and Girish Nayar would be here to make the presentation and answer the questions that you may have. I'll begin the call with brief overview of all our businesses, post which we will walk you through the financial performance for the quarter. We have started the FY23 on a strong note, as can be seen by our financials, with both our core businesses, films and specialty polymers, registering good growth in revenue and profitability despite a challenging inflationary environment. Post the decision to divest our Indian plastic business, our attention is now solely focused on improving and scaling up the performance of our core businesses, namely films and specialty polymers. EPIC transaction is likely to fructify in next 25-30 days and will enable us to further deleverage the balance sheet and make it healthier and stronger. It will also provide us with the requisite growth capital to fund the planned capital expenditure and next phase of growth for the company. Moving on to the quarterly performance, starting with the headline numbers, we have seen a good double-digit growth in our top line and profitability for the quarter. Margins as well have improved on a quarterly basis. Both films and specialty polymer businesses, as I have mentioned, contributed to the revenue and profitability growth. Better product mix and improved realizations coupled with higher sales volume resulted in delivering better operating profitability despite elevated feedstock prices and fuel prices. A strong performance of core businesses coupled with lower finance expenses resulted into profitability growth both on year-on-year basis and quarter-on-quarter basis. Performance of Indian plastic business was expectedly benign. Moving on to the individual businesses, starting with specialty polymers, after ending FY22 on a strong footing, the business has started the new fiscal with the same zest, largely driven by strong volumes. We continue to see good offtake for our marquee established products. MB03, for instance, has seen volumes of 411 metric ton for the quarter as against 379 metric ton during Q1 FY22, a growth of 8%, while innovative PBT has seen volume growth of 41% for the quarter with volumes of 485 metric ton as against 344 metric ton during Q1 FY22. Margins for the business stood at 31% for the quarter as against 36% during Q1 FY22 and 29% during Q4 FY22. Specialty polymer, as we have been reiterating, is largely a patent-protected and innovation-driven business with realizations tied to raw material prices. The variation in average sales realization is a function of raw material cost, product mix, and customer mix. Product pipeline for the business remains encouraging, offering better visibility and potential for significantly improved performance over the coming years. We are extremely confident of the value proposition our products bring to the table, as well as the barriers to entry, and hence believe specialty polymer will always be a highly profitable business for us. We expect the growth trajectory for MB03 and innovative PBT to continue throughout the course of the year. Some of our newly developed products have the potential to do well in years to come. However, ramp-up of commercial sales of few newly developed products got affected due to global supply chain disruptions and inflationary pressures that caused feedstock prices to rise significantly. Consequently, finished goods prices increased substantially, resulting into high input costs for the customer. Rationalization of feedstock prices has started, and therefore we expect sales to resume in near term. We are confident that existing products coupled with new products would help us sustaining the growth momentum going forward. Moving on to the film business, we witnessed growth in revenue and profitability during the quarter. Volumes as well picked up pace on a sequential basis, having grown on quarter-on-quarter basis. Demand momentum continues to remain stable across domestic and international. Realizations during the quarter were better, owing to passing through the increase in input prices. Besides price movement, the margin improvement was owing to better product mix. As we have been reiterating, our objective has been to increase the share of value-added and especially products in the overall mix. As of Q1 FY23, value-added products constituted about 22% of the overall sales volume. Our aim, as we have stated before, is to increase the share of high-margin products to 30% of the overall mix, and we are well on track towards attaining that. Objective of improving our product mix is to largely decommoditize our product portfolio and make it more skewed towards specialty, wherein margins do not fluctuate as much as and as widely as in commodity films. As we have indicated in our earlier calls, as well, while inflationary pressure and demand supply imbalance caused by commissioning of new production lines may cause margin compression in the near term, the long-term prospects of the business remain strong and we expect business to generate healthy margins. A quick word on our new plant before we move on to Indian plastic business. The setting up of our 48,000 tons plant at Telangana is progressing as per schedule, and we expect commencement of commercial production during the last calendar quarter, most likely by October 22. Moving on to our Indian plastic business, as mentioned during our previous call, we have entered into a business transfer agreement to sell the business to Redici Plastics India Private Limited in an all-cash lump sales transaction amounting to Rs. 289 crores. In Q1 FY23, the performance of business was benign given the contraction in margin both on a year-on-year basis and sequential basis. Lower volumes of Indian plastic compounds, OFC-grade material and gradual moderation in realizations contributed to margin compression during the quarter. Transaction with Redici Plastics India Private Limited is expected to be concluded in the next 25 to 30 days. As mentioned earlier, post the transaction, our efforts will now be directed towards building innovative and path-breaking products in especially polymer business, besides increasing the share of value-added products in film business. We would just like to state that fundamentals of our core businesses of films and especially polymer remain strong, and we are well placed to deliver consistent growth and returns over the coming years. Especially polymer business has been performing well consistently over the past quarter, having recovered sharply from the pandemic levels. Volume uptake as well as realizations have remained fairly buoyant amidst steady demand from customers. Legacy and newly launched products both are witnessing good traction, which is likely to sustain the business momentum going forward. Lastly, the product pipeline for the business gives us the confidence that the business will see even better days in the coming years. Moving on to film business, we expect normalization of margin in the near term due to commissioning of new production lines, with long-term prospects of the business remaining healthy. Our efforts towards improving the product mix by increasing the share of high-margin products has been shaping up well, in turn helping us deliver the steady margins. Lastly, the commissioning of the new plant will help us contribute towards charting a new path for the business, scale the business up, and enable Aster to draw benefits of economies of scale at consolidated level. Basis low cost of operations in proximity to markets, we expect Telangana plant to return satisfactory financial performance. We will quickly walk you through our financial performance for the quarter ended June 30th, post which we can begin the Q&A session. Starting with the top line, revenues from the operations stood at Rs. 402 crores as against 319 crores reported during Q1 FY22, that is higher by 26%. The growth was largely driven by the good performance of both film and especially polymer business. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 73 crores as against rupees 65 crores generated during Q1 FY22, that is higher by 13%. Though the EBITDA in absolute terms is higher than Q1 FY22, EBITDA margin in percentage terms were compressed during the quarter under review, largely owing to higher denominator effect due to sharp increase in input cost and consequent increase in sales realization. Finance cost for the quarter stood at rupees 6.6 crores as against rupees 4.9 crores outgo reported during Q1 FY22. As of June 30, 22, our outstanding interest-bearing term debt net of free cash stood at rupees 214 crores, while interest-bearing debt working capital is 86 crores. Interest-bearing debt net of free cash as a multiple of EBITDA remained at a comfortable level of 1.02x as of 30th June 22. While our healthy and resilient, the divestment of Indian will enable us to further deleverage the balance sheet and strengthen it further. Divestment will significantly improve the liquidity profile of the company and provide us with the requisite growth capital to further scale up our core businesses. Depreciation for the quarter stood at rupees 9.5 crore as against rupees 8.7 crore reported during Q1 FY22. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 42 crores as against rupees 38 crores generated during Q1 FY22, higher by 12%. To conclude, we would just like to reiterate that we are well positioned to deliver consistent growth and drive the next phase of growth for the company. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Alpesh Lad from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, hi, sir. Actually, I wanted to ask a question on the revenue front of specialty polymers. So basically, we have seen a margin contraction in this quarter on a YoY basis. So has there been any specific reason for that apart from the raw material cost? And if it is the raw material cost, then how is the trend that we are looking at in coming few quarters for the same?
So the margins in specialty polymer are appearing to be compressed because of the higher denominator effect, because the feedstock prices had increased and therefore there was increase in the sales realization. And as a result of which, the in percentage terms, the margins are appearing to be lower. But in absolute terms, there is a significant improvement as compared to the last quarter and the corresponding quarter last year.
Right. And how can we look at the trend of the raw materials in next 2-3 quarters, if I may ask?
Raw material prices have started to settle down. There is a reduction that is being seen by the industry. And we don't foresee any further increase. There could be downward revision in the prices going forward.
Okay, fine. My second question is basically regarding our product portfolio. So apart from MB03 and innovative PPT, which are the other products that are in pipeline and what would be their revenue potential in year term?
Actually, I think there are many products which are in pipeline.
Okay.
Many of these products are in different stage of trial, validation, and market seeding. Because it's a long list, we cannot share the details on a call. But what we can only, the only answer that we can give at this stage is that is all these products promise a good future for the company.
Okay. Okay. Fine, sir. Fine. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. Sir, I missed your opening remark by quite a bit, sir. But on the raw material basket, if you could give the color how the raw material prices have played the mix between PTA and MEG.
So we will share with you the prices in the last, let's say, June quarter and the current month and the previous month. So in June quarter, the PTA was about 87 rupees per kg, which is now down to about 77 rupees per kg. And the MEG was 58 rupees per kg in the June quarter, which is now down to about 47 rupees per kg. So there has been reduction. On a per kg of film basis, the prices from June quarter of 94 rupees has come down to about 82 rupees.
Okay. And MEG has fallen from 58 rupees to 47 rupees per kg.
46 rupees, yes.
46.
So MEG is at very low prices now, and further reduction may not be possible. PTA, yes, there could be further reduction. MEG is already at $525 international price.
Okay. And the key reasons for the same, sir, is it the crude prices decline only or any new capacity for MEG that has come up of late, sir?
I think it's more to do with the global sentiments here. I think most of the polymers are on a declining trend as of now, and there are respective supply-demand balances across various industries. So it's a mix and culmination of various factors.
Correct, sir. Sir, you did mention about this, mention of rise has prices in the raw material basket. So if you could explain what has been the contribution, the increase in rise has, and what percentage of our raw material do these rise has plays a part, sir? In your presentation, it was mentioned.
Yeah. So rise has is not a raw material. It's a fuel for utilities, for heating and steam.
Okay.
It's not a raw material. So the prices in the belt that we are operating in Khatima, there is a lot of rise around that belt. And but at the same time, the demand has also increased a lot. And with the increase in the prices of coal and fuel oils, furnace oil, HSD, et cetera, there has been increase in the prices of husk as well. Though it continues to be more remunerative to use husk today as compared to coal or oil, but still it has become very expensive from, let's say, average of 5,000 rupees a ton to about 9,000 rupees a ton, is the price of rice husk today.
Okay. So that goes into which line item, sir? Cost of material consumed only? Because we don't have a line item for power and fuel.
Power and fuel, it is used for heating and steam.
Correct, sir. But which line item does it affect in the P&L?
This is what I'm saying, power and fuel, and all the products of the company.
That is, it will be clubbed under the cost of material consumed only?
No, no, no. And the-
I'm sorry to interrupt.
You are saying in the quarterly results that we are talking about?
Yes, sir. In the quarterly line item, we-
Other expenses. Other expenses.
Other expenses. Okay. So can you quantify the absolute number on a like-to-like basis?
I'll just share. I'll just share. Just hold on for a minute. Just a minute.
Sir, next few questions are on the net debt level, cost of funds, and the update on the greenfield CapEx, sir. As mentioned, how much have been spent? I think so now we will be commercializing it sometime in the month of October, end of October.
Just hold on for a minute.
Okay, sir.
So power and fuel in this quarter, the expense is about 28 crore, as compared to 22 crore in the quarter ending March 2022, and in June 2021, it was only 20 crore. So that shows the increase in the prices of fuel oil and especially rice husk.
Correct.
Yeah.
And now, sir, the net debt... Yes, sir. Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking at the net debt number, sir, for on a standalone as well as on a consolidated basis.
So, we will focus on Astral Industries, because Astral Printed, the operations have not yet started, so it is in the construction phase. So the debt, whatever is the debt, is there for the project cost, so there is no operation-related debt.
Okay.
If you talk of the Astral Industries, we have an interest-bearing debt of about 300 crore, which is broken into two parts: term loan of 214 crore and working capital debt of 86 crore. On an annualized EBITDA basis, this works out to be a multiple of about 1.02.
Right, sir. And what is the cost of fund currently with the increase in...
The cost is about 8% per... There has been increase in the policy rate, so there is some marginal increase in the interest rates that we are paying to the banks and NBFCs. So it is about at 8% per annum during the quarter ended June 22.
8% is the blended or the long-term on the long-term?
Blended. For Astra FinTech, this would be lower because we have a foreign currency debt, significant amount of about 227 crores. So for Astra FinTech, it should be about in the range of 6%. For Astra Industries, we don't have much foreign currency debt. Only the, you know, sort of small LPs which are, you know, buyer's credit is availed on those. So we have weighted average cost of debt about 8%.
And sir, what would be the impact of Forex on our numbers since there has been a significant depreciation? So our debts are measured in dollars or in euros?
So we'll talk Astra Industries first. So there is no foreign currency debt. We have more export receivables than trade payables. Therefore, appreciation of dollar has resulted into a foreign exchange gain for the company. We made a profit of about 1.4 crores during the quarter ended June 22. In Astra FinTech, we have only foreign currency debt in euro, which is euro denominated, and euro has not appreciated. It is now almost at parity with dollar. So there has been no adverse effect on of the currency movement on Astra as far as you know, impact on the P&L is concerned.
Okay. And then coming to this, the greenfield project, sir, you mentioned about the demand supply imbalances in the industry because of commissioning of capacity. So what is the margin profile that we are going to look ahead for the film segment? And also for the Telangana unit as an entity, what should be the percentage of expected revenue post its commissioning, say from November onwards?
See, I think you have a couple of questions here. One is the question is regarding the margin profile regarding commissioning of new capacities. Am I right?
Correct, sir.
So I think whenever the new capacity starts up, there is a temporary demand-supply imbalance, which puts some pressure on the margin or spread, so which is probably is expected in coming weeks. So that is one. And on, let's say, the part of the total top line, I can only just give you roughly a quantitative numbers. Currently, Astra is selling about 60,000 tons of film in a year, and this new capacity is going to add 48,000 tons more. So that's the kind of top line that one can relate to in coming quarters.
So Astra FinTech will commence production sometime in the month of October. So we would have only 6 months in the current financial year of Astra FinTech.
Okay. And in that unit, sir, what would be the, we will be producing value-added films or the commoditized films? What would be the product profile?
Well, when the line would start, I think that largely it is going to be a commodity film which will come from this line in the initial days.
Okay.
So we would have a metallizer also there, so which is you know, sort of a marginal value addition on the plain film.
So as on today prices, what should be the realization, sir, from this 24,000 should be expected if the ramp-up is in at optimum level if the plant is done. I think so the ramp-up will happen in phases. So 100% we will reach over a period of time.
Yes.
So just to take into account, sir, what are we planning for the coming 6 months or is it too early? Post second quarter numbers would be better to have an understanding how the ramp-up is happening.
Yes, I think
you have answered yourself. Actually, second quarter is just would be more, you know, sort of useful or indicative of the future.
Right. One more question on this, sir. Innovative PVT part. What are the key raw materials that constitute this innovative PVT, sir?
This is confidential. We are bound by confidentiality. It is a patented product, and therefore it's not possible for us to give you the name of the raw material that are used in manufacturing of innovative PVT.
Correct. And lastly, sir, going for the how the current business environment is shaping up, do you find any slackening of demand or are we running the utilization levels in the higher 90s, sir, currently? for our film business as well as specifically polymer is order driven and advanced there is there, but for the polyester chips and film segment, what's the business environment currently and utilization level?
The plants continue to run on full capacity basis as of today. But yes, your observation is right. Yes, there are different sentiments across the globe. So, but as far as India is concerned, that we are not seeing any demand issues currently in our country.
Correct. So for this quarter also, barring this, the raw material price that the benefit will go to your customers, these margins are sustainable, the ones which we have posted for Q1.
So I think, as I mentioned before, there is a bunching of new capacity which is expected to come, and that capacity is expected to put some pressure on the spreads or margin level, so which we are going to see in coming quarters.
The new capacity lines are coming from which part of the country and who's the player?
See, there are few lines which are lined up for startup in from now till December. So our line is coming in Telangana. Another line is coming in Karnataka, and there is a third line which is expected in Gujarat. I think in Telangana there are two lines. One is ours, and one is one of our competitors.
Okay. The total capacity addition in tonnage terms that you can give.
Roughly, you can just take a thumb rule of 40,000 tons of capacity or 45,000 tons of capacity given the mix of lines into a multiple number of lines. That's the kind of capacity will get added. All these lines, when they start, they take some time to stabilize and start producing reasonable level of volumes.
And so last point is, what is the current capacity for the country, domestic capacity of films currently being produced?
The current capacity would be around, I think, 850,000, roughly. 850,000 tons of film.
Okay. I'll come in the queue, sir. For the and thank you, sir. And sir, Singhania sir is not there on the call today?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not doing well, sir?
He's fine.
Okay, fine. This is the first time I've not heard him over the call, so that was impromptu. Sir. Nothing for the number there. Sir. And thank you for all the elaborate answers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratap Makwana from Forbes Marshall Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, all. First of all, thanks for this commentary and clocking of highest ever EPS. Thanks for answer. This gives the confidence to the shareholder. I have a couple of questions, starting first with the plastics business sales, which is 289 crore. By which month this value will be on the book? And what are the further plan of exploring new market or further new product addition? Or can we expect utilizations of this fund to distribution of more dividend? My second question. Any impact on the new GST design rules available of the food packets less than 20 kg having a rise GST of 5%? Any impact of, can we expect on the revenue side, or can we say that this will impact only on the plastic business which is as of now sold? And my last question, 1.9 rupees dividend is good, but having the expected good cash available in future, further shareholder can be appreciated with the more dividend. Thanks for me. I'm expecting my answer.
So there are too many questions. So we'll answer one by one. So the deal is likely to be fructified in about next 3 to 4 weeks. We would have money in our bank account by 10th or 15th of September. These funds will be used for the capex that has already been approved by the board of directors of the company in Astral Industries, and part of the money would be retained in operations. As far as dividend is concerned, because of the liquidity, that is for the board to consider and decide. As of now, there is no such discussion on the table. On the GST side, my colleague Grish will explain to that the impact on the demand, etc., of the GST of 5% on food products.
Yeah, I think on the GST side, there is no impact on the packaging space. These are only few products which are where the GST applicability has been widened. So otherwise, as far as packaging is concerned, there is no impact. You also asked about questions about new market and new products. That's our continual affair. We keep on evaluating various proposals, and we are happy to report there are many things which are in pipeline for increasing share of specialty products, and there are some investments also lined up for supporting those growth.
So what will happen that we will not raise loan for the new capacities, the existing liquidity which is getting generated from sale of ET business will be used to fund that. So we would have less debt going forward as the repayment would also continue.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And you, congratulations, you released your pledge, all the pledge shares also. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Praveen Jadhav, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. What is the capacity utilization for the specialty polymers currently? And my second question is, like, in future, will you be demerging specialty polymers from the packaging business?
No, the second, we couldn't get the second question. What's that?
Yeah, my first question is, what is the capacity utilization of specialty polymers?
Yeah, and in specialty polymer, there are various products. Each process, each product has different requirement in terms of machines and the processing time. So therefore, it is difficult to state the capacity and therefore the capacity utilization. But yes, we have adequate capacity available to ramp up volume significantly. The only investment that we are proposing to make is in the utilities and power and food side, and for balancing of certain capacities for in utilities, etc. So very difficult to define capacity utilization in especially polymer. And what is the second question?
So second question is, in future when the specialty polymers gets big, are you planning to demerge it, like in future, not now, but in future, will you planning to demerge both the units?
So as of now, this has not yet been evaluated because we are only at 172 crore last year turnover, and therefore this has not considered by the board.
And so as the power bill, like you need power a lot, so are you considering to put renewable energy to reduce your power, like money that goes out?
Yes, we are working on that. Okay. Evaluating options, and it's on the drawing board.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we are looking at solar energy. On the renewable energy, we are looking at solar energy.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of B. Surendra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, my question is on this specialty polymers. This CAPEX plan, is our CAPEX plan is entitled for PLI scheme?
No, we are not there in the production linked incentive scheme.
And sir, just what will be the amount of our CAPEX plan for a specialty polymer?
So in SPEP, we have total capex of about 200 crores, which is going to be spent in the next 12 to 18 months. I don't remember the number for a specialty polymer. Give us some time, we'll get back to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Chauhan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
What can I expect from 5 years from now? Revenue and margin profile.
Pardon? Couldn't get you.
If you are looking for 5 years from now, then what is the revenue and margin profile, EBITDA profile? Overall business.
Trajectory. The plant in Telangana would start. We have some other plants. So as of now, it is difficult to assign a particular number, both top line and the bottom line. But yes, we are, and we expect the performance of the company to improve year by year, year after year.
Year on year, how much we can expect revenue increase?
The world is very dynamic. There is a lot of volatility. Very difficult to state numbers. But rest assured, there would be the top line would be on a growth trajectory.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for participating in the earning call. We look forward to see you next quarter.
Thank you. On behalf of Ester Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.